Hey, what's going on, y'all? Mike Styles, and I'm back with the Mike Styles Experience. I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. And make sure that you download and share this from your favorite platform that you use to get podcasts on. I appreciate it. And like I said, man, I know it's been a minute. Me and the family, you know, we've been in the process of moving, and actually we completed the move. So we just trying to get settled into our new place. So that's why I haven't dropped an episode for a while. Had to move into a new environment, sold the old house, and, you know, just trying to give these kids a little bit more space, you know. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about transitioning into new environments and why it's necessary to do so sometimes. Because, you know, we often find ourselves just happy, you know, with the status quo of life. And with that, you know, the last thing I think that any of us ever think about or want is change. For example, moving. Moving is a big change. It requires a lot of change. It's a big decision to make, and it's one of those things that require us to adjust to a new environment. And then also it requires us to, you know, adjust our way of thinking and the way we do things. And for some people, it can be kind of hard, because the longer you live somewhere, the harder it can be to move. You know, I'm not even gonna lie, man. It's hella stressful. It's been stressful. You know, I looked at our current situation and ultimately I decided to pull the trigger and proceed. And it is gonna bring a lot of discomforts. You know, you get that uneasy feeling of not being sure if you're making the right decision or not. But looking back at it now, I think it was the best decision that we could have made. And it wasn't always the case, kind of when you go through it at the time. You know, these last 30 plus something days, man, it's been full of anxiety and stress, and just not knowing what's going to happen next. But why should we look forward to transitioning to a new environment, and why is it necessary? You know, I think one of the first or the major necessary reasons we should look forward to transitioning into a new environment is because of growth, right? When we get stuck in our routines, it's hard for some of us to see the opportunities for growth. When it comes to our environments, we get comfortable. And there's just there's a certain level of comfort that we get accustomed to. And we have these routines that we often follow day in and day out. There's not like any type of challenge, you know, because our routines have become the norm in our lives. And I'm not saying that having a routine or routines are bad, but I think when we look to, you know, place ourselves, you know, in a different environment, different surroundings, you know, some of our routines, you know, we have to break in order to do so and to be able to kind of grow into that new environment. And this includes changing the way we think, changing our approach. You know, we can't rely on, maybe old information based on old experiences in old environments and expect to grow in a new environment. Now, sometimes what you kind of know or experience, it can help. But I don't think we should, you know, totally rely on that when we're trying to transition into a new area or a new surrounding. Now, another reason which I think is connected to growth is that you get the opportunity to make improvements. Not saying that you can't improve in your old environment, but you definitely want to be able to kind of transition into a new surrounding and be able to kind of, you know, improve or make improvements in that new area, you know, if you need to. Because I know a lot of people, you know, are focused on making improvements, you know, in areas like finances, living situations. What else? Or just, I don't know, just anything where you kind of improve your overall quality of life. You know, transitioning into a new environment, I think it gives you the ability to accomplish those things. You know, you get like kind of like a clean slate, like you're starting over. But they don't just happen on their own. And what you'll find is that you'll have to do things differently in order to make those things happen. You know, like I said, it's a chance to start over. And then you just make improvements and you just keep building upon the areas that you want to grow in. Now, going back to routines and just being comfortable, I think we like those two things, right? We like routines. We like being comfortable. But I think it's important that, you know, we look at disruptions and stress as a good thing, right? Because it's not easy to move into a different and new environment. And I don't think that anybody believes that it is. So I think we have to look at disruptions to our routines and stress as good things. For me, you know, this move, it came with a ton of disruptions, a ton of stress. Not only for me, but also for my wife and children. You know, we're talking about uprooting an entire household from their normal routines. And I had to decide if I wanted to deal with that or continue to stay where we were for the past 3 to 4 years in an environment that, you know, I just saw kind of like a breakdown and it, you know, potentially kind of could lead to more stress and disruptions than, you know, what we've experienced, you know, in the last 35 to 36 days. So I had to decide if I wanted to continue doing that year after year with everybody being, you know, crammed into this one space versus dealing with the disruptions and everything, the stress and anxiety of trying to get into a bigger space so everybody kind of have more room to kind of move around. And the crazy thing about it is that it was nothing new. You know what I mean? It was nothing new to us. I'm talking about, we had made a bigger move in 2017 when we moved from Atlanta to Las Vegas. You know, we're talking about moving across damn near the entire country versus, you know, moving locally. So, you know, that was something that I kind of fell back on and just reminded myself of when I was starting to get stressed and just filled with anxiety. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure that if, you know, if you can look back on things in your life and kind of look at that time where you had a challenge and you faced that similar situation and you realize that it's not as bad as your mind is making it out to be. But I think what gets us is that a lot of times we have this fear of the unknown when stepping into a new environment. You know, we want everything to work out perfectly, and you know, that just isn't a reality in most cases. So again, stress, disruptions, they can be good things. And I think at times, you know, we need that pressure in order for us to be able to kind of rise to the occasion and just see things through until that transition is complete. Because there were moments, man, when I wanted to back out. And now I'm just glad that I didn't. Plus, I mean, it would have cost me a shitload of money and time, you know, trying to back out once I kind of put things in motion. So I had to see it through. And finally, stepping into a new environment is going to test all of your strengths. I'm talking about physically, emotionally, mentally. You know, taking that shit head on, you know, I think you become better because of that change. You become stronger Just knowing that you can kind of tackle that transition and just use it as fuel. When you go through something that requires a change in your surroundings, it's going to be rough. It will be rough. But coming out on the other end of it, you know, you're going to be battle tested, and you'll get that experience, and you look back on things and you move forward knowing that you can overcome that obstacle. You know, you draw back on those experiences with strength and knowing that you've been there before. You've done it before. It's not a big thing. And that's why I think it's so important to take on these challenges so that you can kind of store them in your toolbox and just pull them out when necessary or when you need it. So, but anyway, that's been this week's episode. I didn't want to hold everybody up, just kind of wanted to drop this episode. You know, I know everybody's kind of been wondering, like, man, where the hell has this dude been at? And you know, I still got some unpacking to do, but I just wanted to kind of get this out the way and just drop this kind of like a quick update, you know. And then just, you know, I had some stuff on my mind, man, you know, after taking some time to kind of calm down. So, but until next time, be safe, take care, peace, y'all.